Yeah, this little Italian community just away from Castlemaine. I've been playing there for quite a time, and most of the Yandite people were Italian descent. I can recall from what I've read that Yandite was first settled somewhere about the 1850s, and they were a self-contained community. They grew their own vegetables and meat and fruit, and they even went as far as brewing their own wine, grew their own grapes, and did the whole job. One night in particular, I played out there, and I was playing with Dave Barkler in Muckleford. Through the evening, a chap that I knew very well, he's still out there now, Murray Jeffersoni. And Murray came up to me, and he said, "Would you care for a drink, Harry?" So, all right, Murray. And to me, the Andite wine, in my opinion, you've got to have a liking for it. Well, I didn't like it. It was, when I tasted the first mouthful, it tasted very different to what I expected the Andite wine to be. But anyway, to keep him with Murray, right, you drink it down, and very nice. So, all right, this is the first glass. Now, this is a bit of Rigetti's. So then he brings out another bottle and another drink then around. What do you think a bit of that? Oh, that's very nice, Murray. Oh, well, that's a Tory's. Oh, yes, yeah. Anyway, he went around all these bottles and Satori's and Giversoni's, and he named different Italian names that still around Yandite. And at last he came to the final bottle, and now try a bit of this, and this is Jeffersoni's. All right, so I'll drink that, and it tasted like all the others, very thick and treacly, and I wasn't struck with the taste. But anyway, we talked for a minute or two, and I just went back into the hall again to play for the next dance. One or two dances passed. Jim King was the MC. Jim came up and announced that the next dance would be the Alberts. Anyway, I'd had the accordion, picked it up, but my mind was a complete blank. I had no idea of what I was going to play. Anyway, I started off, and a few notes reminded me of Over the Waves, and well, that won't do the first figure of the Alberts, but I've started, and that's what it sounds like, and that's what I better do. And I converted it from 3/4 to 2/4 time, went through it. And I think Dave Barker next to me, I remember him giving me a silly sideways look when I started to play Over the Waves in 2/4 time. He could hardly believe his ears. Dave was one of these blokes, and if you stood in your head and played, Dave could follow you. To prove that I could do it again, I went back and played it again, Over the Waves in 2/4 time. Then to make sure that it wasn't a fluke or anything like that, I switched over then to the Blue Danube and played that. Well, all right, we got through the first figure. The next two figures, I don't know what I played. And the last figure of Jim's Alberts, Jim combined the two and made into one big long waltz. And I started to play a Strauss waltz or two. And after I played one or two, Dave leant across to me. He just said to me, "Oh," he says, "you can't play that." I just turned to Dave and I said, "I can play anything on this, Dave. Play anything. No trouble at all. The Emperor Waltz, I know, I played that. There was Wine Women's Song. A lot of Strauss waltzes that I knew that could never be played on the ordinary single row button accordion, but I played them that night on the accordion. Anyway, when the dance finished, it wasn't very long after that all of a sudden the roof went up, and I had a terrific head, but I drove the car home. Yeah, drove the car home. And that's how I got introduced to the Andite Plonk.